Hello and welcome back for another round of Tipsy Wednesday. I'm your host, Bjorn. With me today, as usual and always, we have Thomas.
Hello.
And Junior.
Hello.
Ooh, why so smooth? Why?
It was a question. Hello, hello.
Oh.
With an echo.
I thought you were being like smooth and sensual.
Oh.
We heard a rumor. This is episode 150, so we thought this is going to be a sensual podcast.
Sensual podcast.
Really?
Bringing
ASMR.
No, I'd prefer this be more of the same.
More of the same. Let's do what we usually do.
Yes.
Talk shit, laugh about it, and let's be controversial.
Controversial, yes, that's a staple of ours.
Let's get tired, cancelled! Yay!
Yeah.
Are we being cancelled?
Let's get cancelled.
Well, maybe so. Maybe one thing
to be earned.
Well, should we address the elephant in the room?
Where?
no, not any obvious elephant though, but seeing how we have another podcast, our Norwegian one.
Is this a sad topic?
Yes. Sad times.
Sad times ahead.
Well, not necessarily sad times though, but
good times ahead.
Good times.
A change based on our daily schedules and stuff. As this marks the 150th episode of Tipsy Wednesday, we've had a run for 3 years now. Almost 3 years. About 3 years, yeah. About 50 episodes each year. Thereabouts. So we've come to the decision that this will mark our final episode of Tipsy Wednesday, our English podcast, which isn't a copy of our Norwegian one. It just
is similar.
Similar, more of the same. Well, what I've felt is like it obviously requires twice as much time to do both of our podcasts, but
editing and finding and so topics for each podcast.
But yes, that's more so what you said there. Finding topics for each podcast, they're like cannibalizing each other. So which I've felt. So it just sometimes we have a lot of things to talk about, and others we not so much, because we want to distribute the topics between both of our podcasts instead of just focusing the best things in one place. But yeah, that's what you guys
also the listenings now, listener numbers.
Yes, our main audience
aren't quite there on this podcast, while on the Norwegian one we have more.
Yeah, so
it was a good run.
It has been a good run though, and it has been an experience in itself. But also we are Norwegians, we do Norwegian news outlets mostly, so most topics are more relevant for the Norwegian podcast, which makes us oftentimes just rambling on about some geeky stuff, which you have to drag out longer than necessary sometimes on this one.
Yeah.
Just to fill the time, so.
And we're not a news podcast either, so either the Norwegian or the English one. So usually when we bring news to the podcast, they're like days old. At least.
We do them seriously though, as it is mostly an entertainment podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's all the satire stuff and make fun of news stuff and things like that. As we do here sometimes, we did very well a couple of episodes ago, and we did the reindeer man, or whatever it was, the guy who did the fake news with the guy who dressed as a reindeer and got shot by hunters, and that's more the flow of the Norwegian podcast, and I think that was one of the better episodes we did for Tipsy Wednesday.
Mm.
and a couple of the other topics that followed the episodes after that, but yeah, we've done some great stuff here, but so. Yeah, well
that kind of set us off on a depressing bad mood.
It's episode 150. We have done great, and we have some topics for this episode as well. I think you're already just geeky stuff too.
Just the geeky stuff. Just geeky stuff.
Not all of it, but at least a few of the topics at hand. I don't know if news regarding a new TikTok ban that is being put in place in America regards as geeky, but
that is actually a news story, I think.
Yeah, I guess. Yes. Because as of now, soonish, depending on when we'll release the podcast, Wednesdays.
The podcast.
Yes. the great Americas, the United States, is going to ban TikTok. And
I bet the EU and Norway will follow suit.
Well, who knows? But this we've mentioned this briefly before, talks about this, but now it is being put into place.
China.
Because they're concerned about what information China may collect from TikTok's algorithms and position data and personal information about citizens from another country.
Which, of course, is a lot worse than the United States government and the European Union and the Norwegian government and everyone getting all the data.
Well, it's...
from a user perspective,
that's their main reasoning. But I'm more curious about how they will, in practice, enforce this. Will they be able to control every phone user in America and restrict their downloads in any way necessary, or just any traffic going to their servers? How will that ban be physically enforced? Turn on a magic switch and then no one is able to use it or download it in any way?
They will, of course, first stop or remove them from Google Play and the Apple Store and whatnot. And then anyone who gets caught using TikTok, uploading shit, might get punished in some way, shape, or form. I don't know.
Do you think they will go as far as to punish people from using it rather than just restricting or banning the use of it?
I'm imagining banning the use of it.
They'll go to lengths to punish users.
No, but I'm imagining TikTok will always be there, because I'm imagining it. They ban the download, right? You cannot download it from the app stores. And they will remove it from your phone through an update, right? And then... And then I imagine you get this niche community which still got TikTok. You can download it through your cell phone or your PC, right? With an APK file.
Also, you can use it on the website as well, so...
Then you lose the majority of the users, right?
Yeah, of course.
The iPhone users, the people that aren't street smart, I don't know. And then...
The common man of the street.
Yeah, I will stop using it. And then suddenly, because of these people who makes content for TikTok will disappear as well, right? So there will be less incentive for TikTok to exist. So I guess it will gradually fade away, and there will still be a community for it, but
there are alternatives for it though, like the Instagram Reels and such.
Yeah, but well, it's the very idea of just algorithm based short entertainment is out there. Anyone can implement that idea in their own way without being TikTok, without being a Chinese owned company. However, one way people are speculating that TikTok may circumvent this ban is by selling the ownership, selling the brand to some company that isn't located in China.
Yeah, because like that China, is beneficial, right? For the owners of the TikTok app.
No, well, maybe if they like get filthy rich and then sure, but like, would that defeat the whole point of like the American government being afraid of losing their users' personal info to other countries, to China in particular? Does it matter if it's China or if it's, let's say they sell it to, I don't know, any other country, Japan, South Korea, any other country? Would the same, would they be as concerned, or would they be like, no, we just don't like our users' data being stolen by anyone else than us?
Yeah, I think it's much a problem that it isn't a Western country that gets it. It's the commies.
The commies. Yeah.
Or it's the enemy, like Russia, North Korea, and China, because China is also the enemy. So.
So.
I figure tinfoil
hat here.
South Korea and Japan are more Western when it comes to how the countries themselves work. Bjorn is off getting his tinfoil hat.
So,
okay, Bjorn, take it on. I will do like this because I won't bother getting mine.
The Americans are allied with Israel. What if TikTok was sold to Israel? Would they ban TikTok then?
I don't know, because Israel is warmongers at the moment. I don't know.
But they're still like allies with the Israelis, and like
I don't know. It's war times. It's financial wars. It's social construct wars. It's everything. So
it's war.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's. I'm taking my tinfoil hat off.
It's us or them. There is no us and them, apparently.
Yeah.
But it should be us and them, because you should have your international laws, and we shouldn't meddle within other people's countries. And then you have international laws, which applies to everyone doing business with each other, which they should stick to. Of course, it's hard because someone always wants more than others and whatnot. But I don't know. Politics is hard, apparently.
Yeah.
And some politics are made harder than it needs to be.
That is why I suggest a one-rule system.
One rule system.
One rule or one ruler?
One ruler.
One ruler, oh.
The emperor. The emperor.
Yeah. Who isn't elected by the people? That's the best emperor, right?
Yeah, it should be a lottery.
No, you should have all the world leaders duke it out in a fist fight, and the one left standing would be the world ruler.
Tournament arc.
Yeah, a tournament of world leaders.
Or we could employ what they have employed in Helldivers 2 on Super Earth. They are ruled by managed democracy. Which, what the fuck is managed democracy, you say? Well, is basically a system where you go through a questionnaire, and based on your questions, your vote is assigned.
Hmm.
It's like, Helldivers 2 is a silly game, but it's like, it's like, isn't that what most people do in a democracy anyways? It's like, oh, we have all these candidates to vote for. I don't know who to vote for. Let's do a quiz to see who I should vote for.
I did one of those before we elected the last government in Norway.
So did I. It's like, oh, you have all these
people. These are my values. So who... And then
party aligns with my values the most based on my questions and answers.
And like... I did that, and now I'm a part of the government that is fucking up Norway, so again.
Hooray!
I'm going back to my original vote for the next ones.
Well, I won't prod and pry about that, though.
Because the party I voted for is one of the parties that is not left or right, they're more in the center, which is in the name of the party as well, I think. but they are very left leaning now, with the other leftist party. They are how do you say it when they work together in the government?
Coalition.
Yeah, they are in a coalition together. So next time around, I will go a little bit more to the right with my original party, which I used to vote for before.
To the extreme right. Right extreme.
Or the extreme left. There's nothing in between.
Nothing in between.
Apparently, that's the way things are now.
Yeah.
It's right. Either or.
Either or. Should we stick with the international things? Just a short mention. Today I read on Reddit this.
What the fuck was that kind of trailer voice guy dude again?
I don't fucking know. It made sense to me in the moment to do it that way. But did you guys know that in Florida, if you have been previously in prison, were a convict, and then you were released earlier than your original sentence, because of, I don't know, good behavior and such, you in Florida, you are billed by the state for each day that you were released early. How do I put this in a way that you'll understand? If you had a 2-year sentence and you were released after 1.5 years, you had 6 months left of your original sentence, but because of good behavior and hooray, you were released after 1.5 years instead of 2 years. You are still required, because you were released early, you are required to pay for the remaining 6 months of your sentence. Pay a fee. Pay to stay fee is what they call it. Of $50 per day. Because you were supposed to occupy a place in that prison, and that $50 a day fee is supposed to pay for that that stay. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean. I see the reasoning why.
Do you see the reasoning why?
Yeah, because if you book a hotel and pay
right? If you book a hotel.
Yeah, right.
These are American prisons we're talking about, not Norwegian prisons.
No, but American prisons earn money based on inmates, right?
Yes, that's so part of the problem.
Yeah, so if you know... if you are like, okay, I got 20 prisoners and 10 of them are releasing early, what the fuck? That's half my prison capacity.
The problem is...
Lost income.
Yeah, prisons in America are privatized. Prisons have the incentive to keep people in or keep people paying. There's also this fun fact that in Florida, as long as you, as an ex-convict, as long as you have debt to a prison or to the state, you are not allowed to vote if you have a standing debt. So there's even more incentive for you as a prisoner not to get released early.
What if you were wrongfully accused and they release you early? Because you're found not guilty?
Well,
would you still have to pay it? Because
I guess your sentence would be nullified in that case if some evidence was put forth that your sentence was wrong, that you were wrongfully imprisoned. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that would be different.
But
if you were found not guilty.
Yeah, but you say you as a person don't get an incentive to stay in prison, right? You get an incentive to stay in prison for the total amount, but the prison got an incentive to kick you out as soon as
kick you out, get that 6 months.
Debt
paid by the previous prisoner and have a room free for another convict.
Yeah, for another customer.
A room free, a prison cell free.
A free cell for a new convict.
No, customer.
Customer, yes. In America, if you get imprisoned, you're a customer.
Yeah.
You're paying for a service.
You're paying for a room.
It's just mind-boggling.
I don't think that should be privately owned prisons. I think the Norwegian system works quite well in this regard. With the state-owned prisons.
Well, it's not the government's incentive. It's not anyone's incentive to keep people in prison.
No, longer.
Not economical incentives. Excuse me. There's no economical incentives to keep prisoners in prison.
We try to rehabilitate prisoners, and
most
often they get out early because we don't have capacity to have more.
Let's try to keep the morality question out of this and just keep to the economics. There's no economic incentive to keeping prisoners in longer than their sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in America there is an economic incentive to keep. Gain more prisoners, hence why I think still America is the highest rate of incarceration in the world. There's most inmates in the world in America because prisons are privatized. I was like, hooray.
Yeah, but
as far as we know, though, we don't know how many prisons China have.
Because we, Norwegian, we pay for food for all the criminals. We pay for their stay.
It's paid for by the government, by taxpayers' money.
Taxpayers' money.
Yeah, but by our money. And they are shutting down hospitals everywhere in this country. Like, maybe we should try privatize.
Wow!
We can't even get old in Norway because the Norwegian government can't afford having pensioners.
No. So that is why
they want to save 40 billion
Hear me out here, Thomas. If we get privatized jails in Norway, we got more money for healthcare.
That's Do you really think that will work that way?
The Norwegian government want to save 40 billion on taxpayers' money on us being finished working early. Let's say we don't get our pension when we are 67 anymore because we can't afford it. We're going to save 40 billion. But still, we just sent 50 billion to the EU or something.
As financial support?
Yeah, there is some clause in the... we aren't part of EU directly, but we do have a...
Second agreement.
Yeah. Which we pay EU a lot of money for their poorest rights. Countries, so everyone can like get up on the same level. And we also used 40 billion on weapon support and stuff to Ukraine last year. And we help poor countries in Africa with another set of tens of billions. Why don't we cut in these funds to use them on people in Norway? For the benefit of the taxpayers, where a majority of this money come from.
Have you been watching a lot of TikTok?
No.
Okay. Well, what basically what you're saying is the Norwegian government should be more egotistical. We should be less supportive of the Ukrainian war.
We should be more nationalist.
Yeah, nationalist. A bit more. I don't say stop helping others, but don't send tens of billions out of the country and then say we need to save tens of billions on the taxpayers in our country.
Well, it all comes down to...
the money that goes out of the country instead of the money that are in the country.
Well, it all comes down to management. And regardless of what party you vote for, the management is pretty much the same. So
in no way it is, yeah.
So what the fuck can you do?
Vote on the right side parties next time around.
Is the right side the left side or is the right side the other side?
The right side.
The right side.
the opposite of left.
The correct side or the right side?
Because they are gaining traction in Europe at the moment.
Well... there are goods and bads.
In Netherlands, in Poland, and in France, also the competitor of President Macron is getting more popular now after she lost the last presidential election. She might win the next one, and she's a friend of Putin's as well. So, yeah. Mm. And she wants to take France out of NATO, just as Trump wants. So, yeah, Europe is fucked. But still, we should support this. Because at least the money stays within the countries they belong to.
Well, should we get less political? Or I don't know about this. Thomas, is this political or not? What is this anti thing?
Yeah, it's apparently a new movie that has come out. With a lot of... The cast is with black people. They have superpowers to keep the white people docile, so we don't become aggressive and such. So it's an anti-white film, because you know we was white people and colonization and that you know whatever happened hundreds of years ago, and we are very aggressive a race of people as well, you know. So we need to be kept docile and happy, and that's the job of these black superheroes in this movie. And the movie flopped.
Mm.
It made a million.
Oh.
Just a million.
Oh.
I heard.
So they were trying to do like a... I don't know.
Basically a Black Lives Matter movie kind of thing, I think.
But not even Black Lives Matter. Not Black Lives Matter, but to the extreme.
Yeah.
They're like, black lives are superior and white lives don't matter.
Basically.
White lives are the bad lives. And like,
if you're a whitey, then you're a baddie.
Well, guess what? I think that would classify as racism, actually.
Oh. No, because it's just racism against white people, which makes it okay.
okay, sorry, Thomas. I'm sorry.
Because that's where we're at now in this day and age. As long as it's white people, you can say and do whatever you want. We've seen the people that going around interviewing people on the streets, and they ask them questions about something with black people or Asian people or whatever, and they're like, super positive, and then you ask the same question with a white guy, and they get super negative.
Mm-hmm. Well, as with all films trying to do some political stunt or virtue, political signaling, it all boils down to, is it a good movie or not? And if it's ham-fisted in there, some stupid virtue signaling, then does that make for a good movie? The usual answer is no, and therefore it'll just flop.
Yep. And speaking of movies, I have started showing my daughter The Matrix.
Ooh!
Yeah. But we only managed half of the movie.
So, Slow-mo!
She had work today, and then she was going to a birthday party. So in between her work and the birthday party, we started the movie. So we're halfway in.
Matrix, is that a very long movie? The first one, I assume.
Yeah, it's 2 hours, I think. I think all of them are around 2 hours.
Well, mind you,
Except the fourth one, it says 2 hours, but I believe it's a week.
Well, mind you, nowadays it's common for movies to last for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. That's, it's not the norm, but it's becoming way more common. But The Matrix was released in 1999. And back then, it was like 1 minute, one hour 20, 1.5 hour. That was the... I feel like that was the average length of a movie.
The 120, that was the B movies. They could be 120 because you had had a very tiny plot and a lot of action, and then the movie ended. Mm.
Well, but it's. I feel, maybe I'm completely wrong. I felt it was way more normal back then to have 1.5 hour movies. And now it has been upped to 1 hour 45, 1 hour 50, 2 hours. That's like a normal movie these days.
Yeah, 1 hour and 50, that's okay. The ones that are 2:30 to 3 hours might be a bit long, especially in the cinemas.
I kind of feel that way, even though realizing I enjoyed Dune 1 and Dune 2, which are 2.5.
No.
Yeah, so... but
hypocrite!
There are some movies that manage to keep you captivated for that long.
But I thought my daughter should see The Matrix because it involves AIs and whatnot, and it started out pretty similarly, the backstory for The Matrix, than the time we are living in right now with the AIs and such, and the building of robots. But she was like, I was like, you need to see this movie. It's a masterpiece from my youth. And we started watching the movie, and she was like, wait a minute, is this the blue pill and the red pill, and she started saying the Morpheus quotes with the blue and red pill, and I was like, you got that right, you just mixed the pills, but you got it right, basically.
Yes.
So,
she's seen the memes, but she didn't see the origin story yet.
Now she got blue pilled.
I said to her, we are going to watch 3 of these 4 movies on HBO.
Good one, Max. Good one.
the original run. I do know they are making a 5th movie now, but...
We both had the same, like,
I saw the 4th one. I don't know even if the same cast will be back for the 5th one. It wasn't... they didn't say yet, but...
Like, rewatching, or almost rewatching the first movie now, would you say it was ahead of its time?
Yes. I think so. Okay, the computers are a bit old, but for the hacking part and what he's doing as Neo before he gets into the out of the Matrix, rather. But yes, a lot of it is relevant to this day, or it is relevant these days, I should say, with AIs taking over, and we built robots, and we ended up in a war with the robots and the AIs, and now they use humans as batteries.
Well, fucking hell.
We lost the war.
We lost.
But it's if you haven't seen the movies in a long, long time, you should take your girlfriend and watch them.
Yeah. Yes.
It's worth it.
I actually saw it pop up as a suggestion on Netflix recently.
Did they have it now?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's a Warner Bros. Movie, so I know HBO or Max in America. It's Max now. They have it because it's their movie. But I do know they have started to sell out the rights to many of their movies now because it's expensive doing the streaming service things.
Mm, yes.
So they are starting to lease out their movies to other streaming services as well, which is a good thing, I think.
Hmm. While we're on the topic of Netflix, Junior, do you have anything more to say about this? Was it?
Did you know Netflix has MD House?
House?
Yeah,
like House. The Hugh Laurie House.
Doctor House. Yeah, I've been watching Doctor House.
Oh, okay.
Straight in the middle of season 2.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah.
So there's finally a legal way to watch old shows like that. Or House in particular.
Yeah, old shows, isn't that a 2000, early 2000 show? It's old.
It is old now. But I just recall I might have watched that show years ago by less than legal means. So I'm happy to hear there's a legal way to watch House now.
Did you watch the entirety of the show?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think the last time I watched, or the only time I watched House was when it was on linear TV.
Yeah.
Wow. On a TV channel with commercials and everything. But back then I was still so young, I didn't watch the entirety. I watched an episode here and there when I turned on the TV. Mm. Like,
yeah,
I haven't seen House.
Yeah, you can do that, but there is a main storyline through the
whole show. I probably didn't care when I was younger and just turned on TV.
We had two TV
channels to choose from when I was a kid, where the three of us grew up. So if that was the thing that was on, you would watch it. And that was how it was. Yeah.
Yeah, but I have actually watched House in its entirety. Yes, years ago. But I still recall it as a great show, great cast, and even though his helpers change from season to season. Some stay for two or three seasons, but the actors change, and which is then like, oh, you got a new replacement team in this season. That's how they put it. But there's it's a good show. I think it's one of the greats. I would say at least. So I don't know what could you compare it to? It's
Grey's Anatomy.
I never watched Grey's Anatomy though. But
I've seen some of it because my girlfriend watches it.
Is Grey's Anatomy the girl version, and the House MD is like the guy's version of the same thing?
No, because the stories are quite different and I wouldn't know.
I haven't watched Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, and at certain points in Grey's, the writers are like, how can we make this cray cray? Well, let's say there's a shooter inside the hospital.
There is a shooter. I can't spoil House, but there is an episode where there is an insane guy who kidnaps someone with a gun inside of the hospital, wants to get cured, and it's
I haven't gotten there yet.
It's one of the seasons with Olivia Wilde. She has her own story arc. It's great. That was a good show. A lot of interesting characters.
Yeah.
Olivia Wilde. He just called her 13.
Mrs. 13. Yeah.
Yes.
I know of. I haven't gotten that far yet, but I know of her because, as Thomas said, we watched the linear TV, and we watched House when it was on, right? So
yeah, when but it was broadcasted live.
Yeah,
there was this TV show I did watch most of, and it isn't available on any streaming services in Norway right now, and you will have a hard time finding it.
Home
and
Away.
And this is why. There was this show in Norwegian, it's called Pizzagangen, like the pizza gang. But the English or name for this show is Two Guys and a Girl. Or Two Guys, a Girl and a Pizza Place, I think season one is called. And after that, it was just Two Guys and a Girl, because they don't have the pizza place in the last seasons. And try and Google Two Guys and a Girl torrent and try to find an illegal version of that, because that's the way to find it. But you will find a lot of other things than the series, rather. I had a hard time finding the correct one when I borrowed it from the internet many years ago.
Isn't it Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, it's one of his breakthrough roles, I think. Yeah, and from 1999 the show came out.
Yeah, okay.
Also with... what's the guy? He's super famous now. He has the police series on Netflix or something, I think. The Rookie, it's called. He was the main guy in Firefly. The guy from Firefly, he's super famous.
Richard Ruccolo?
No. Give it here. And now all the fans of Firefly are sitting home and shouting his name in extreme... Nathan Fillion, for fuck's sake. Oh. He was one of the guys that showed up in the show.
Was he a main actor in the show?
I think he became so. In the start, he was a recurring character, and then he became a mainstay.
Okay.
To say the least. But it was Ryan Reynolds and the other guy. Don't know what the actor's name is. He was called Pete in the series. Is all I know.
Yeah, the one I previously mentioned, Ruccolo?
Oh, yeah. Might have been him, yeah. So, that was a funny show. I think it only went for three seasons, but it was quite funny.
Peter Dunville, played by Richard Ruccolo.
There was also another funny sitcom show that went for one or two seasons that was called Titus when I was young. That was super awesome. So yeah.
Bjorn,
you have one last topic.
Yes.
The final topic.
I have one last topic.
The Tipsy Wednesday's very last topic.
Yes. And it's it's about the three of us. And Baldur's Gate 3. Which we've ranted on about so much. And finally, we've somehow gotten a little bit of a start on a trio playthrough of Baldur's Gate 3.
Started a couple of weeks ago, and now you are where you've always been with your playthroughs. It started and it stopped.
Yeah, it's with more people added to the mix, it's harder to find times where everyone can play. Just like this weekend, for example, both of you are available on Sunday. Meanwhile, me is like, I'm kind of busy until the evening. So it's
It's how it is. But we haven't given up and we haven't stopped. We will get you through this, Bjorn. You will get your playthrough from start till end with us.
Yes.
Just take time. It will be a couple of hours once or twice a week here and there.
Yeah, perhaps, but eventually it's I wonder if I've done a thing I shouldn't have done, but I was mighty curious how it would turn out in the end, because I've started the playthrough not as an origin character it is an origin character, but it isn't it's not Gale or Lazelle or...
It's not the classic origin
character. It's not a classic origin character. It's the Dark Urge, which has no physical appearance set. It just starts as the dragon guy. You can change it to any race. You're not locked into the physical looks or the class or anything. But I was just mighty curious how that story would unfold and how I would decide to play that character till the very end. Because I know a few things about it. And I've started a playthrough with that Dark Urge in chapter 2.
Somebody? I've been warned about you for the upcoming event.
You have, been warned about me.
I have a friend who I play a co-op run with, and he plays a solo run as the Dark Urge. And he was like, if you like this character, listen carefully now. And I was like, I'm all ears for this one.
Yeah, it's it'll be interesting.
At one instance, you won't get your way. I hope.
So Okay.
We will try and stop you.
I will stop Bjorn because I know what I need to do to stop him from one specific thing revolving one character.
Damn. Okay.
And but I don't not... know who this character is yet. Should be fun.
But I'm not completely sure how I would play that character myself. I just. I have no set like I'm gonna play this character this way. No, I'm just like, we'll see.
My friend is playing the Dark Urge and he's trying to play a good guy, so he's trying to keep from the evil things. And he said it's really hard because sometimes he just doesn't have an option. But he's doing his darn best to just be a good guy with it.
Interesting. Okay.
So he's working against what the Dark Urge is supposed to be. at every instance, he has a chance to work against it. And he said, I needed to load the game once because this happened and I didn't want that to happen. Hence how I got warned about some upcoming shit with you, Bjorn.
Oh, damn. Well, I have a feeling that the curiosity will get the better of me. So, we'll see. Yeah.
it will be fine either way. I've had my good guy run, and I'm currently having another good guy run. So, having one where the evil is forced upon me, it doesn't bother me that much. But there is this one instance I know of where I will stand in your way. of your evil deeds.
Okay, I'm curious how this will turn out.
Yeah, me too, because I need to do a certain thing at a certain time, so I need to be aware.
Interesting. Well, that's the beauty of Baldur's Gate, or these games in particular. There are so many ways to play it. Did you guys mention that they wanted to move away from Baldur's Gate? They wanted to try something completely different.
They're making two games. No, they announced.
Larian Studios. Yes.
It is RPGs. It's just not affiliated with D&D and such. Which Divinity and Baldur's Gate are?
No, Divinity are not. So. Divinity are their own standalone.
Is it?
Yes.
I think it's
I bet $1,000 on this.
Okay, as this is the last episode, I will actually take time to check this out beforehand.
Would you say Divinity has no inspiration from Dungeons & Dragons, though? Because on that statement, I would disagree.
It has no affiliate with D&D. It's their own... because... You don't know it, but Larian actually made... I own Divinity Dragon Commander, which is
you
a
do?
Part... Yeah, it's a part of Divinity Original Sin's story, I guess, or universe, which is their own thing.
Yeah, it says over here as well.
So, boo, you owe me $1,000.
Wow. An easy way to make money.
I was sure it was based off of D&D just using their own mechanics.
Yeah, you could say that, but it's their own universe, right?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if it is that I think they're doing some original projects. And they said one of the projects they're working on now will dwarf Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, of course.
I have that. A fucking hard time imagining that because holy shit.
I think they found the D20 system hard to work around or work with. So
yeah, that actually sucks. The D20 system, but
I'm playing as a bard on one of them, and I rolling 30 on that one all the fucking time almost, because I have so much bonuses to add to it. So I'm just acing those runs. Mm. Every time a die throw come up, I do it, and we succeed almost fucking every time.
It's like, aha, dice roll is coming up. Let the bard through.
Yeah. That's one of the things the bard is good at, because you have so much... Yeah, charisma and other things that plays in your favor as a bard, and it is a support character, quite literally. Does a bit of magic, does some melee attacks with finesse weapons and the bow and such, and then healing and buffs, debuffs, like those kind of things.
Mm.
But in true Tipsy Wednesday fashion, we are ranting on our geeky shit.
Yeah.
Yes, I just... It's a bit, seeing as this is our last episode, it's a bit...
It's a bit hard to say goodnight.
I guess, but it's...
like and subscribe!
A feeling of... is a melancholy a word?
That's the word, yes, and I think that's the word you're looking for. Yeah. But yeah, if you are a Norwegian listening to this podcast, we do have a Norwegian podcast, if you're not listening to that, called Ukesnytt. So hit that up if you enjoy what we do here. Also, if you are a Swede or a Dane and you understand Norwegian, I guess you could try as well.
I because when we've had our Norwegian and our English podcast running parallel for 3 years now.
Norwegian is like 20 episodes ahead because we started with that one.
Yes. Do you guys... imagine we'll just automatically get more nerdy in our Norwegian podcast because we don't have an English podcast to be nerdy in?
I don't know, actually, but maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the topics will keep popping up. But then again, the other topics, the news topics and whatnot, will be more of during the episodes as well. So maybe we should have to make that as like its own... part page. Of the episode, you know, with its own little intro, like we do have with the segments, or so, which we do in the Norwegian one for news and stuff.
We might have occasionally
the geeky, like a music coming around and some people introducing the geeky corner or whatever, and then we do some geeky content, and maybe it wouldn't necessarily go. As deep as we have been doing on Tipsy?
No. Sometimes we've ranted on for too long, and maybe we're like ranting on too long now. So
yeah. So it might be shorter on the Norwegian one.
Yes.
Like each geeky topic.
But if you guys don't have anything more on your chest...
the listeners of this episode can put some coffers in our chest if they would like to see us off with donating us a bit of money towards our way on the Norwegian podcast. You could see us off with a one-time support something.
There is a link down in the description below, which is optional. You can support us in the supporter link through Acast if you want. Or follow us on our social medias, which
will become inactive.
Which will become inactive. But we will keep on with our Norwegian podcast.
Hmm.
Ukesnytt.
Yeah.
So,
when we become famous enough.
We will reboot.
We will reboot Tipsy Wednesday when the Norwegian podcast takes off. When you have hundred thousands of listeners, we'll maybe come back.
Who the fuck knows? But until then, maybe or maybe not. I'll thank you all, listeners, for sticking with us.
And a special thank you to those who have heard each and every episode from the very start. We are truly grateful. But...
the salute.
07.
But, sadly, it just wasn't enough. Then the numbers aren't there. So,
Yeah, and we do have daily lives and time schedules besides podcasting. So
have jobs. Yes, have kids.
Our podcast doesn't pay the bills. It actually requires us to pay.
Costs us more money.
So yeah.
And with that,
thank you all again.
And a final goodbye.
Final goodbye and salutes.
07, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.